Topic 1. Reading.
Many of you know that the digestive system breaks down food into smaller parts so that they can be absorbed in the small intestine and then transported around the body. You may also know that food is changed into chemical energy. Well, the speed in which this happens is known as the metabolic rate. The body needs energy for its vital organs, like the heart. Also, we need a certain amount of energy for all our daily activities. This means that our energy input from food should equal our energy output. If the input and output is not the same, we lose or gain weight. Our genes and our diet are two things that affect the way we make and use energy. So what's a balanced diet? A balanced daily diet is a combination of carbohydrates, proteins, fats, vitamins, minerals, and water. But sometimes our diet is not balanced, causing health problems. Recently, you may have noticed that the topic of metabolic syndrome has been reported on the TV news. Metabolic syndrome includes weight gain, high blood pressure, and high blood sugar levels. One big reason for the concern about metabolic syndrome is that it can lead to heart disease or diabetes. What can you do to lower the risk of metabolic syndrome? The number one thing to do is exercise. The simple exercise of walking can help use your extra calories and lower your blood pressure. The second important thing to do is to change your diet. A diet low in fat and high in vegetables and fruits is recommended by many doctors.